We're going to look at God's word now from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 11. It's on the screen above me, the page number. Bibles are on the shelf of the seat in front of you. So it's page 1041. Sorry, it should say 42 there. That's my mistake. Sorry about that. It's 1042, chapter 11. I would keep things simple here. I'm Joel, the pastor, the vicar, and the assistant minister is called Joel as well. So someone else called Joel is going to stand and teach. Going to teach in a moment. So Luke chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. Friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please keep those verses open. Joel's going to be teaching us from there.
Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me?
Oh, thank you. Hello. Yes. Oh, sorry for the issues. So my name is Joel. I'm the assistant minister here. I'm very glad to have St. George's Church also with us. Let me pray before we start. Father God, we thank you for your word. Thank you that you speak through your scriptures. Thank you that the Spirit is with us. Thank you that Jesus is risen. And he is coming along with his followers to make our hearts burn through the scriptures. So even today, we pray that you would be with us and minister to us and speak to all of us. We ask everything in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So it's going to be an all-age service. So children, if you are comfortable, you're very welcome to come to the front seats and join us in an all-age service. Anyone's happy to come? Brave enough, you're very welcome to come and join us in the front. There'll be some questions for you to answer. If not, it's fine. You can stay where you are. So you're gonna today we're gonna start by thinking about prayer. Thanks, Lucas. So that's my son, the brave one to come front. Good. So today we're going to think about, for a short time, about prayer. And it's for children, but also for adults. What is the first thing that comes to mind when you think about prayer? Anyone want to answer? It's praying to God. Yeah? Prayer. Yeah, so prayer is, yes. What do you understand by prayer? Asking, yeah, asking, talking. We use those words, asking, talking. And we understand that people from all religions pray. Some religions, they even fervently pray 5 times a day. It's very common. But Christian prayer teaches us something about the kind of relationship we enjoy when we talk to God and why we enjoy it. And I'm just going to look at those things Just two things. I'm going to look at the first word that normally Christians use and also the last words that Christians use so we can understand use in prayer so we can understand what kind of privilege we enjoy as Christians and why we enjoy it. So firstly, we're going to look at the first word that normally Christians use in prayer. Can anyone say what's the first word Christians normally use in prayer? Father, Hope. Our Father, well done, Betty, well done, Hope, thank you. Lord, sometimes Lord. Yeah, but generally, people use the word Father, which comes from the chapter we read recently. So if you could show the next slide. Yeah, so we use, like Hope said, Our Father or Father. And if you could keep your Bibles open. I'm not going to teach everything in that passage, but I'm just going to use those first words and last words. So the first word, it's there in this passage. So it says, if you look down in your Bibles, Luke chapter 11, from verse 1 onwards. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray. So again, there's the word Lord that was mentioned. They told Jesus he's Lord, and they asked him to teach them about prayer. Just as another person, John, has taught his disciples. Now, Jesus' followers also want to learn about prayer. And Jesus said to them, when you pray, say, Father. So you can look, it comes on the screen. Says the word Father. This is the first thing Jesus taught his disciples, or his followers, or to Christians. He said, call God Father. You could even say Jesus commanded them. It is a command. You got to call God Father. So what Jesus means by that, he says that as followers of Jesus, as Christians, we have a special access to God. We should remember that, Jesus says. We should remember that and pray to God and say to him, Father. Nowadays, not many of us use the word Father. It could mean Dad or Daddy. But that's what Jesus means. And to help us understand, let me give you an example of a father-children relationship. Do anyone know the person who comes on the screen? Who are these two people? Prince William and Catherine. Very good. And they have children, which comes on the next screen. Do people know the names of the children? George. Charlotte, Lewis, Hope. Lewis, well done, Hope. Yeah, you're really good. Yeah, so there's Charlotte, George, and Lewis. So Prince William is not going to come to me and say, Joel, please call me Father. He's never going to do that. And he's not going to do that to you guys as well. But he's going to say that to Charlotte, to Lewis, and George. You can call me Father, because that is true. And that's what we see here in today's passage. Jesus is saying to Christians, his followers, you have a special privilege. Not everyone has it. It's not the Muslims, it's not the Hindus, it's not those who follow other religions, have no religion. He's saying, only Christians, my followers, you have the special privilege. You can call God Father and talk to him. So let's stop and think. What does Christians think about prayer? Because prayer is a word everyone uses, isn't it? Every religion uses. But Christians understand we already have this special privilege with God. We have been accepted in a relationship. We are part of God's family. And we can call God as Father and relate to him as a son or a daughter, like Charlotte or George can call Prince William as a father and talk to them. And that's why when someone makes a big issue of God as Father, you will get to know that they are really understood the Christian message. If why does someone come to church on a Sunday? Is it because it's better than going to a West Ham match, which is more entertaining? No, it's because they understand this is what their father has asked them to do. Or why do a Christian get along with another Christian? Is it because other Christians are easier to get along? Maybe that Christian thinks, this is what my father has asked me to do, and I'm going to do it for my father to get along with other Christians. So when someone does that, you understand that they have understood the Christian message, and they are living for their father. And that is why we start our prayers. Christian message is unique, and we start our prayers by talking to God as Father. But also, I want to think about what Christians understand about prayer based on how we finish our prayers. Does anyone know how normally Christians finish our prayers? Amen. Before amen, what do we say? In Jesus' name. So that's what we're going to look at, in Jesus' name. We say in Jesus' name, and then we say amen. That's normally how the Christians finish their prayers. So as Shatrach mentions, we ask things, and it's there in this passage. Verse 9, it says, so ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will be found. I'm going to use another passage where Jesus said, it's in John chapter 14, where Jesus said, you may ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. And this is what Christians normally do. When they finish their prayer, they say, in Jesus' name. So yeah, we talked about royal families. Sometimes this privilege people enjoy, people are not very happy with. They say, get rid of the royal family. We don't want to talk about privileges. Get rid of certain schools, because why does certain people have to go to certain schools which are better than other schools? So privilege is not that good a word to use these days. But we can see, but the privilege remains for Christians to call us God the Father. But there is also another thing that Jesus taught from which we can understand that this is something we understand is available for all people. And that's why we finish our prayers with in Jesus' name. Because we understand whether we pray or not, the Bible teaches that we are all sinners. That's what we are. We are all humans. We were part of humanity. And the first man sinned. And he fell out of relationship with God. And then we believe that every human is a sinner. And what a sinner means, it means it'll come on the screen. We use the three words. Normally, I assume you use it in St. George's as well. S means show of God. I means I want to be the king in charge of my life. And I don't want God to be the king. So we understand we all do it. I did it. You all did it. As Christians, we understand we all sin. And we have fallen off from our relationship with God. And all we deserve is not a loving relationship as a child, daughter, son of God. But all we deserve from God as a sinner is punishment from God. But we also understand from the Bible, Jesus never did any sin. Jesus never said show off God, never wanted to be his own king. He never said no to God's rule. When Jesus lived in this world, he never did anything that was wrong in God's eyes. However, Jesus chose to take the punishment for our sins on the cross and help us to be part of God's family. So Christians remember Jesus and all he has done for us, and we go boldly in God's presence in Jesus' name. And so you understand this. Let me have another illustration, which will come on the screen. Does anyone can think about whether this envelope will go to its destination because they have written the address? Or it will not go to the address? Huh? Okay, I will show you another one. The next slide. So this one, will it go to the address or not? Why? There is a stamp in it. The stamp is the one then takes it to the destination. So the first one, if you go on to the previous slide, it didn't have a stamp. So sometimes we can pray prayers where it can say something like, yeah, God, I've been such a good boy today. I've done my homeworks. I didn't fight with my siblings. And I've helped so many of my friends. So I've come before you. Yeah, come and talk to me. And if it doesn't have the stamp, it's like putting your prayers in that envelope without the stamp. It's not, God is not going to answer your prayers because you're going with your own good deeds and happy to talk to God, thinking you're such a good person. You're a bit like a very famous personality who is very good, and everyone is going to follow you and like you and want to talk to you. That's not going to work that way. But if we use the word Jesus' name, why do people use it? It's because we assume and we understand that our prayers are accepted because of Jesus. There is nothing good in us, but we are coming boldly to God to talk to him as the son or the daughter because we understand that we belong to Jesus, who has done everything good and right in God's eyes to be accepted by God. So our prayers are also taken to God by Jesus. He is like the stamp that makes our prayers accepted in God's throne. So, from the way Christians pray, we looked at two things. We understand Christians have such a great privilege to have the joy and the reality of talking to God as son or daughter. But also we understand from the way we finish that there is nothing special about Christians. Any human can come into a relationship with God if they accept that Jesus is the one who makes them belong to God. So the next time when you hear someone pray, either they use the word Father or use the words in Jesus' name, children, you can think whether you really enjoy this relationship. Can you also truly say you are a son or a daughter of God? Maybe your mom and dad are Christians and they use these words when they pray. But you have not believed the message of Jesus so far. You do have an opportunity today to respond to the message of Jesus. All Jesus says to you is, accept that you're a sinner and Jesus has died for those who have sinned to have a special relationship with God. And you too can find a relationship with God where you can call God Father, my Father, and talk to him. And if you are a Christian, Jesus would encourage you to call God as Father as many times a day and talk to him more and more and grow in your friendship with God. You can go to God in prayer in your best days. You can go to God in prayer in your worst days, when you fight with your siblings, when you tell lies, when you disobey your parents. For every day you are a child of God because of all Jesus has done for you. I've talked a bit. I'm just going to ask a few questions to see what we learned today. The first question, if anyone could answer, why is prayer a privilege? There are three options. Anyone wants to answer? Which one is the right answer? B? Yeah, B is the right answer because we get to talk directly to God as our Father. That's why Christians understand that it's a great privilege we have. Very good. And then the next thing, who is it that we pray to? We have three options. C, excellent, yeah. God our Father, Very good. And the third one, who has made it possible for us to pray to God as a Father? B? Excellent. Yeah, it's Jesus. Jesus who has made us possible for us to pray to God our Father. Well done. I assume you guys have learned something today about prayer that we Christians understand about. Let me pray as we finish. Father, we thank you that you have given us this great privilege among all people in this world to call you Abba Father and talk to you. Even today we come to you and pray that you would help us all see who we really are in Christ and rejoice in all that you have done for us. If there is someone who hasn't understood who you are for them, truly we pray even today you would work in their hearts and shine light in their hearts to see the truths of the scriptures. We ask everything in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.